بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we continue our learning about the signs of the hour. We are studying Hadith al-Bukhari number 3176, in which Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, count before the hour six events. One, my death. Second, the conquest of Baytul Maqdis. Third, and this is where we're going to start today, he said, ثُمَّ مُوتَانٌ يَأْخُذُ فِيكُمْ كَعُقَاسِ الْغَنَمِ. Then widespread death that takes you similar to a disease that afflicts sheep. There is a known disease that happens to sheep. When sheep are diseased with this illness, they die very quickly in a large number. This prophecy was fulfilled in the plague of Amwas. Amwas is a city 6 miles from Al-Ramla on the way to Al-Qudus. In the year of 18 of migration, the plague took place, claiming the lives of about 25,000 Muslims. There is an interesting story in that event. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu left Medina with the rest of the companions on his way to Sham. At that time, the plague had begun to spread in Sham. So the army commanders in Sham traveled to meet Umar ibn al-Khattab in a place known as Sarg. They traveled to meet him to inform him about the plague. Upon being informed about the situation, Umar ibn al-Khattab requested to meet with the migrators to seek their counsel. As you know, the migrators are those believers who migrated before the conquest of Mecca to Medina. In this meeting, the migrators had conflicting opinions. Some of them in favor of entering Sham, and some of them in favor of returning to Medina. Then Umar ibn al-Khattab sought the counsel of Al-Ansar. They too had conflicting opinions. Then Umar ibn al-Khattab sought the counsel of those who entered Islam after the conquest of Mecca. They all agreed they should return to Medina in order not to jeopardize the lives of the rest of the companions who came with Umar ibn al-Khattab. So Umar radiallahu anhu made his decision to return to Medina with the rest of the companions who came along with him from Medina. At that moment, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah said, are you fleeing the destiny of Allah? Umar said, I wish somebody else would have said it. Yes, we flee Allah's destiny to Allah's destiny. Can you imagine if you had camels? You take your camels to a valley which has two sides. One of them is grassy and the other is barren. If your camels graze in the fertile side, it would be done with the destiny of Allah. And if they graze the barren side, it would be also with the destiny of Allah. At that moment, Abdul Rahman bin Auf came to the scene. Abdul Rahman bin Auf was absent because he was attending to some of his business. So he came to the scene and he said, I have prophetic knowledge concerning this affair. Allah's Messenger said, if you hear about a plague in one area, do not enter this area. And if you are in that area, do not come out of it. So Umar ibn al-Khattab praised Allah because he was guided to a decision that agreed with the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he left. Of course, this hadith provides us with many, many merits. if we are to discuss each one of them, we will not be continuing with our class. But one of the important lessons we learn from this hadith is the value of consultation. You see, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the one who is in position to make decisions, did not make his decision regarding this important event until he sought the counsel of three groups of believers. And he chose the decision of the third group, which surprisingly is not the group of the migrators, those who came first to Islam, nor it was the group of Al-Ansar, those who supported the migrators, but it was the decision of those who came at a later stage to Islam after the conquest of Mecca. The hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari continues to say, ثم استفاضة المال حتى يعطى الرجل 100 دينار فيظل ساخطا. The fifth sign we are studying, and this is the fourth sign listed in the hadith, abundance of wealth. It says, then an increase of wealth to such an extent that even when a man is given 100 dinars, he will not be satisfied. To put you in a picture, each dinar is about 4.25 grams. So 100 dinars will be about 500 grams of gold. 500 grams of gold is more than 1 pound of gold. So there will be, after the conquest of Jerusalem and after the plague of Amwas, there will be abundance of wealth to such an extent that if a person was given that amount of gold, he would not think about it to be much. And remember, Allah's messenger who said this hadith said it at a time when people experienced real poverty. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا الْفَقْرَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَكِنِّي أَخْشَى أَن تُبْسَطَ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا بُسِطَتْ عَلَى مَنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا فَتُهْلِكُكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. By Allah, it's not poverty that I fear for you, but I fear that the earthly gain will extend upon you just like it had extended upon those who before you. So you would compete in seeking earthly gain just like they competed in seeking earthly gain. So that competition will destroy you just like it destroyed those who were before you. Truthful is the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Competition in seeking earthly gain and earthly riches caused many people to sin against the rules of Allah and to violate the codes that Allah revealed to us in order to gain earthly riches. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, and this is the sixth sign of the hour that we are discussing, and this is the fifth one in the hadith. ثم فتنة لا يبقى بيت من العرب إلا دخلت. Then a fitna that no Arab house shall escape. What is fitna? Fitna means test, trial, a cause of deviation or deviation itself. There are many ahadith that speak about fitna. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, according to a hadith narrated by Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا أو يمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا. Be quick to do good deeds before trials as dark as the jet black night come upon you. A man will wake up in the morning a believer and goes to sleep as a disbeliever. And a man will go to sleep as a believer and wake up as a disbeliever. He will sell his religion in exchange of some earthly gain. So we as believers have to do good deeds before the fitna sits in. When the fitna happens, many people lose their abilities to make rational decisions. Thus, when we are in a time of ease, we must train ourselves to act rationally, seeking the help of Allah in order to act rationally when the real fitna sits in. But the fitna which the Prophet ﷺ was referring to in this hadith is the killing of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. The killing of Uthman bin Affan started a series of fitna that will never end until the last day. One time, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was sitting with the companions and he asked Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, who is the secret keeper of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, about the fitna that will be like the waves of the oceans. And you know the waves of the oceans are endless. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman said, ليس عليك منها بأس يا أمير المؤمنين إن بينك وبينها بابا مغلقا قال عمر أيكسر الباب أم يفتح قال بل يكسر قال عمر إذا لا يغلق أبدا قلت أجل قلنا لحذيفة أكان عمر يعلم الباب قال نعم كما يعلم أن دون غد ليلة. Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he asked about the fitna that will be like the waves of the sea, Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman answered saying, O commander of believers, do not worry about it, because between you and the fitna there is a closed door. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, the door will be open or broken? Hudhayfa said, no, it will be broken. Umar said, then that door will never shut again. So the people who were sitting with Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman when he was narrating to them this hadith, they said to him, did Umar know that he was the door? He said, yes, just like he knew that after the day there is a night. And we all know that Umar ibn al-Khattab was assassinated. After Umar ibn al-Khattab, Uthman bin Affan, the third rightly guided Khalifa, came to power. At the end of his rule, heretic and deviant people gathered from different places and came to Medina and actually besieged Uthman bin Affan in his house and killed him. The killing of Uthman bin Affan started a series of fitnas. After the death of Uthman bin Affan, the third rightly guided Khalifa, Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, became the fourth rightly guided Khalifa. However, Ali bin Abi Talib and Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan were in disagreement as to how to handle the killers of Uthman bin Affan. Ali bin Abi Talib had his camp, and Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan had his camp. And remember, Muawiyah is a relation to Uthman bin Affan. And their disagreement reached the level that they had to battle one another, thus fulfilling one of the prophecies of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى تقتتل فئتان عظيمتان يكون بينهما مقتلة عظيمة دعواهما واحدة. The hour will not come until two major camps will fight one another whose call is one. And that was the camp of Ali bin Abi Talib and the camp of Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan. Their confrontation was brought to an end through the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Hasan, thus fulfilling another prophecy where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "My son is a master, and Allah through him shall rectify the situation of two groups of Muslims." Pay attention how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam labeled both groups as Muslims. This is the fifth sign that is mentioned in this hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari. And actually there's another sign that had not happened yet. Thus we will postpone speaking about it until we reach the time that we start discussing the signs that have not occurred yet. And having said that, we conclude our session tonight. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ